And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, when she came to him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her donkey, and Caleb said unto her, What wilt thou? And she said unto her father, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a southland. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Now Aksa asked for a land, and she was granted a southland, probably a land which would be fruitful. But as well as that land, she needed springs of water, which she asked for. And her father willingly gave it to her. Now, I would like to draw your attention to the words that are used here. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. The word nether obviously means the lower springs. And I believe it has been suggested that these two springs and the words that they bring with them are of some interest to Christians. The upper springs and the lower springs. And I would like to suggest that the upper springs are two springs of blessing which are now in heaven. They are a heavenly Father and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as our great high priest. The Lord Jesus, in speaking to his disciples, said to them, When you pray, pray thus: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so on. And truly, we have a Father in heaven. It goes on to say, Give us this day our daily bread. He's a providing Father. And then later on in the prayer, it says, Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. He's a protecting God. And then we learn that our Heavenly Father is a caring God, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. But then we have someone in heaven who is our great high priest. And I would like to just quickly read some verses in the book of Hebrews which indicate that we have in heaven. You needn't turn to it, I will read it for you. In the second chapter and verses 16 and 17, it says, For verily he, that is Jesus, took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, like unto us, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And then in chapter 4, we have another reference there, verses 14 to 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Then it goes on to say, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now chapter 9 and verse 24, a well-known verse. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. How wonderful. And then finally in chapter 7 and verse 25, wherefore, that's Jesus, he is able to save to the uttermost, save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So we have someone in the glory who has been down here as a man, who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and yet because of his sinlessness he's able to appear in the presence of God, and he appears on our behalf. Now John in his first epistle says, if we sin, then we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. How wonderful to think that he is appearing there. And there's one thing that I always remember concerning the Lord and Peter. The Lord said to Peter, Peter, Satan hath desired to have you, to sift you as wheat. And before him the Lord knew that his disciple was going to deny him with curses and oaths. And yet the last words were, I have prayed for thee. How wonderful to think that there is one in the glory, even we sin, he is praying for us. And so in heaven we have the upper springs. We have a loving Father that cares for us. We have a merciful High Priest who appears on our behalf. But then it refers to the lower springs. And the lower springs are the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Now, in John 17, in our Lord's prayer to his Father, there's one thing that he did say. He prayed, I have given them thy word. And he has given it to us, has he not? We as Christians first learned of our need through the word of God. We as Christians first learned of the love of God towards us, as that we've been meditating upon it this morning. We learned of that love, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. And then we learned about Calvary through the word of God. We learned God's way of salvation through the word of God. And God has made provision for us during our Christian lives through his word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. But there's so much more that we need. It's through the word of God that we grow spiritually. And Christ has given us his word. And then secondly, he has given us his Holy Spirit. Now in John chapter 14, we have those well-known verses. The Lord said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, because he is with you. And what a remarkable finish to that statement. And he shall be with you. He shall be in you. And how true it is, every Christian, when he becomes a Christian, is baptized into one body through the Spirit of God. And we're told in God's word that our bodies as Christians are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so the Holy Spirit has been received by us. And then in chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, there we have the work of the Spirit in our lives. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you all things. Now, we're told, of course, there's our responsibility, not to grieve the Holy Spirit and not to quench him. But in the glory we have the upper springs, a loving Father and the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ as our great High Priest. Down on earth we have the Word of God and we have the Holy Spirit. Now, God's earthly people were told to possess their possessions. God has given us these four springs, and our responsibility surely is to go in, to appropriate them, and to possess them, to use them every day. I stand with you, brethren and sisters. I don't profess to be able to say that I know all about this. We all have a need for these four springs of blessing in our lives. May God help us to possess our possessions every day of our Christian lives. Amen.